Why do you procrastinate? The simple reason why people procrastinate, based on my own perspective, is the fact that they are looking for a comfortable time that they can be comfortable doing what they are supposed to do. They are looking for a time that is more comfortable and more convenient, less stressful, you know, when they will feel good about what exactly they are supposed to have done. And nobody has ever told them that that time that they are looking for does not exist at all. There is no such thing as a convenient time to do what you are supposed to do. You can either do it now or keep procrastinating, because as a matter of fact, now is the best time in the world to do what you are supposed to do, because the hardest job in the world is the work you are supposed to have done yesterday, and you decided to somehow shift it till today, and then later realize that today is not going to be convenient or comfortable for you to do the work, so you decide to shift it till tomorrow. And a good thing about procrastination is that once it becomes a habit, and there is no stopping, the more you procrastinate, the more you procrastinate, and until you sit yourself down to do something about it, you would keep procrastinating, and that is how you keep delaying the progress of your life. So in order to stop the habit of procrastination, you need to learn to do the opposite of what you are used to. Since procrastination is a habit, well, how about the more you think about not doing it right now, the more you try to do it right now. And the more you try to do it right now, someone will say making the uncomfortable comfortable. Why? Because it wasn't familiar before. Your body, your life wasn't familiar with it before. But the more you keep on the consistency, the more your life tends to become more familiar with it. And that is how you break the bounds of procrastination in your life. So make your life comfortable with what you were not comfortable with before, and you'll see a positive change in your life. You'll stop procrastinating, you start doing the work when you're supposed to do it, and then you start being more productive. And you know what they say in the thought, action, and feeling cycle? Is that when you think about doing something good and you actually did it, which is the action, you tend to feel good about what you did. You tend to respect yourself more. You tend to love yourself more. You know, you tend to value yourself more. And it improves your self-confidence, which is my main goal in this podcast. Do have a nice day.